Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. In every episode of this program, we help you to learn to sing one Sai Bhajan in the most correct manner. And we do this by first spelling out slowly and clearly the lyrics of one selected Sai Bhajan. And then we teach you how to actually sing this bhajan in the right tune. And after this is done, we take you through every word and every phrase of this bhajan and offer their literal as well as spiritual meanings. Dear listeners, the bhajan that we have chosen for you today is Jai Sai Shankara, Jai Abhayankara. This bhajan has four lines in all, and it adores our Lord Sai as Sai Shiva. So let's begin by getting familiar with its lyrics. Here they are.
Jaya Sai Shankara, Jaya Abhayankara, Samba Sadashiva, Shiva Hara He, Shiva Hara He, Shiva Hara He. Jaya Gangadhara, Jaya Bimbadhara, Vyagram Baradhara, Shiva Hara He, Shiva Hara He, Shiva Hara He.
Dear listeners, now that you are conversant with the lyrics, let's move on to the most interesting part of this classroom. You will now learn to actually sing this bhajan. What you will hear is the tune of this bhajan sung very slowly without any musical accompaniments by a lead singer. And this lead singer will be followed by a second singer. Dear listeners, please sing along with this second singer after the lead singer, and easily you will get a feel of the flow of this bhajan. So, here is the real bhajan tutor session for you. Dear listeners, try your best.
Jaya Sai Shankara, Jaya Abhayankara,
Jaya Sai Shankara, Jaya Abhayankara,
Jaya Sai Shankara, Jaya Abhayankara,
Jaya Sai Shankara, Jaya Abhayankara.
Samba Sada Shiva, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe.
Samba Sada Shiva, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe.
Samba Sada Shiva, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe.
Samba Sada Shiva, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe.
Jaya Sai Shankara, Jaya Abhayankara,
Jaya Sai Shankara, Jaya Abhayankara,
Jaya Gangadhara, Jaya Bimbadhara,
Jaya Gangadhara, Jaya Bimbadhara,
Jaya Gangadhara, Jaya Bimbadhara,
Jaya Gangadhara, Jaya Bimbadhara,
Vyagram Baradhara, शिव हर हे शिव हर हे व्याघ्राम वरधर शिव हर हे शिव हर हे शिव हर हे व्याघ्राम वरधर शिव हर हे शिव हर हे शिव हर हे व्याघ्राम वरधर शिव हर हे शिव हर हे शिव हर हे
जय साई शंकर जय भयंकर
Dear listeners, before we proceed further, did you find this session helpful? In case you want to practice this bhajan a couple of more times, all you have to do is to download this entire session of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom from our website link radiosai.org/bhajantutor. Once again, radiosai.org/bhajantutor. Where Bhajan Tutor is one word. Also, dear listeners, while we are discussing about the tune of this bhajan, there might be some of you who would like to know the raga to which this bhajan belongs to. This bhajan, Jai Sai Shankara, Jai Abhayankara, is based on the raga Malkonj, which is also called Hindolam in Karnataka music. A few other Sai bhajans in this same raga Hindolam are
Kaushalyatmaja Ramacharan Hari Om Namah Shivaya.
So both these bhajans, just like
Jaya Sai Shankara Jaya Abhayankara,
are in the same raga, Hindolam. Dear listeners, now we are through with the lyrics, tune and the raga of this bhajan, and it's time to move on to the next and another very significant aspect of bhajan singing, and that is understanding the meaning of every line of this bhajan. Therefore, let's now take one line after another and understand what each word and each phrase conveys. The first line,
Jaya Sai Shankara Jaya Bhayankara.
Here the word Jay is the Sanskrit word for victory, and the next word is Sai, which of course needs no explanation, and the third word is Shankara. This word Shankara is the conjunction of two words, Sham and Kara. Sham means peace or bliss, and Kara means to bestow. So Shankara refers to one who is the bestower of peace, bliss and auspiciousness. And the final word in this first line is Abhayankara. Abhaya means fearlessness. So Abhayankara refers to one who confers fearlessness or confidence. Dear listeners, in this bhajan we adore Lord Sai as Sai Shankara. That is, Lord Sai as the embodiment of Lord Shiva. And at this point, it is pertinent for us to recall the historic declaration that Bhagwan Baba made about himself on the Guru Purnima day of 1963. Swami said, and we quote, I have been keeping back from you all these years one secret about me. The time has now come when I can reveal it to you. I am Shiva Shakti. That is, the embodiment of universal consciousness and cosmic energy. Born in the lineage of Bharadwaja, according to a boon won by that sage, it was Lord Shiva as Sai Baba of Shirdi. Shiva and Shakti have now incarnated as myself, Satya Sai, unquote. So dear listeners, that makes it amply clear. Bhagwan Baba is Lord Shiva himself, and Baba always says, why fear when I am here, as he is the same Sai Shiva, the Abhayankara, who is the protector of all beings. And now, let's look at the meaning of this first line in its entirety. Jai Sai Shankara, Jai Abhayankara means victory to Lord Sai, who is the embodiment of Lord Shiva. Victory to the one who is the bestower of bliss and auspiciousness. Victory to the one who confers fearlessness, the Almighty Sai Shiva. Let's now move on to the second line.
Sambha Sada Shiva, Shiva Harhe, Shiva Harhe, Shiva Harhe.
Here the first word, Samba, can be split into Sa and Amba. Swami has explained that Sa means divinity, and Amba refers to the cosmos, the energy principle of this infinite Lord. So Samba refers to the divinity, the divine energy that pervades this entire cosmos. And the next word is Sadashiva. Sada means eternal, for all time to come. So when we say Sadashiva, we refer to that principle of unmanifest Shiva as the one inimitable divine, the pure consciousness, the creator of time, the eternal Lord who is the creator, nurturer and destroyer, all rolled into one. And the third word is Shiva. Shiva means auspicious. Swami says, where there is Shiva, there cannot be Shava or death. Swami also says that a person with humility is the embodiment of Shivam or auspiciousness. On the other hand, a person with ego is verily Shavam or a corpse. When a man develops sacred feelings like sacrifice and renunciation, he becomes Shiva himself. That is the profound meaning of this word Shiva. And the next word is Hara. Hara is another name of Lord Shiva, and it refers to the compassionate one who takes over the agonies and tribulations of the people, which has the story of how Lord Shiva partook the lethal Halahala poison himself to save the world from destruction. Dear listeners, it is the same with our Lord Sai too. Swami always says, give all your worries to me, and in return, take joy from me. It is like exchanging 1,000 coins for a crisp 100-rupee note, which is easy to carry and absolutely light. So that is the meaning of Hara. And the final word, He, is an expression to call out to the Lord. As you would have already noticed in this line, the phrase Shiva Harahe is repeated thrice. And here we call out to Lord Shiva, who is the eternal protector. So if we look at the complete line, Samba Sadashiva, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe, here we call out to Lord Shiva, the infinitely compassionate one, the one who is the supreme energy of this cosmos, and who, is the eternal, never created creator of this universe. We repeatedly offer our prayers to this benevolent, omnipotent power of this universe. Let's now move on to the third line.
Jaya Gangadhara, Jaya Bimbadhara.
Here the word Jaya, as we have already discussed, means victory. The next word, Gangadhara, means the one who holds the sacred river Ganga on his matted locks. According to ancient legend, the holy and heavenly river Ganga first perched on the locks of Lord Shiva before descending onto the earth. River Ganga is worshipped with great reverence in various parts of India, and a dip in this holy river Ganga is always considered as a purifying act. Ganga is an inevitable part of Lord Shiva. And in the next word, you have another aspect of this form of Lord Shiva, which too is indispensable while describing Lord Shiva, and that is the moon or the crescent on his head. This is exactly what is conveyed in the name Bimbadhara. Bimba means moon, and Bimbadhara refers to the one who holds the moon on his head. The moon, Swami has always explained, is the presiding deity of the mind. So when we call out to Lord Shiva as Bimbadhara, we actually adore him as the one who is the master of our minds. So in this line, Jaya Gangadhara, Jaya Bimbadhara, we call out victory to Lord Shiva, who holds the sacred river Ganga on his matted locks, and on whose head rests the sliver of the silver moon. Victory to the most auspicious one, the eternal purifier and the master of all minds. And now, let's understand the meaning of the last line.
Vyagrambaradhara Shivaharahe, Shivaharahe, Shivaharahe.
In this first word, Vyagrambaradhara, Vyagram refers to the tiger, and Ambara means a raiment. Dhara is the one who possesses. So Vyagrambaradhara refers to the one who adorns a tiger skin. Dear listeners, Lord Shiva is often portrayed as wearing a tiger skin, which symbolizes Lord Shiva's power over all beasts and, more significantly, bestial tendencies. Lord Shiva is the master of all beings and is the one who is beyond attributes that are negative or inauspicious. Lord Shiva is the pure embodiment of auspiciousness. And in this last line too, the phrase Shivaharahe is repeated 3 times, and as we discussed earlier, in this phrase we call out to Lord Shiva as the one who annuls our sorrows and is the eternal guardian of all beings. So in this line, Vyagrambaradhara Shivaharahe, 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 we call out to Lord Shiva as the one who adorns the tiger skin, the one who is the overlord of all beings, the most auspicious one, who is the eternal protector of everyone in this universe. Dear listeners, so that was the sublime meaning of this 4-line Shiva Bhajan, where we adore our Lord Sai as Sai Shiva. And now, in the last part of this classroom, let us listen to the complete version of this bhajan as you would hear in Prashanti Nilayam, sung by the students of Sri Satya Sai University in the divine presence of Bhagwan Baba. And as you enjoy listening to this recording of a live Mandir Bhajan session, dear listeners, please sing along too and practice one more time.
Jaya Sai Shankara, Jaya Bhayankara. Jaya Sai Shankara, Jaya Bhayankara. Samba Sadashiva, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe. Samba Sadashiva, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe. Jaya Sai Shankara, Jaya Bhayankara. Jaya Gangadhara, Jaya Bimbadhara. Jaya Gangadhara, Jaya Bimbadhara. Vyagrambaradhara, Shiva Harahe. Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe. Vyagrambaradhara, Shiva Harahe. Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe. Jaya Sai Shankara, Jaya Bhayankara. Samba Sadashiva, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe. Jaya Gangadhara, Jaya Bimbadhara. Vyagrambaradhara, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe. Vyagrambaradhara, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe. Vyagrambaradhara, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe, Shiva Harahe. Jaya Sai Shankara, Jaya Bhayankara.
Dear listeners, with this, we come to the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or suggestions, you are welcome to write to our email ID, listener@radiosai.org. Once again, listener@radiosai.org. Also, if you want to download this entire program that you heard just now, you can do so from our website link radiosai.org radiosai.org/bhajantutor. Once again, radiosai.org/bhajantutor, where Bhajan Tutor is one word. And finally, in case you are not aware, this program is actually a radio adaptation of Bhajan Tutor that we have in Radio Sai's e-journal Heart to Heart, available on our website hthsai.org. Once again, hsai.org. This monthly journal Heart to Heart has the tune, pronunciation and the full version of two bhajans for you to download and learn in its every issue. Also in Heart to Heart, you will find a Bhajan Tutor archives which has scores of bhajans which are all available for you to download and learn at your convenience. Dear listeners, let us make use of this wonderful opportunity. Let us sublimate our lives by constantly ruminating and reflecting on the divine and sacred names and the beautiful forms of our Divine Lord, as that is something which can always be a source of perennial joy in our lives. Thank you so much, and Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.